Welcome to El Paso Primetime. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood to have a really neat little conversation here.
And on this edition of El Paso Primetime, we are honored to be able to speak this afternoon to Dr. Barbara DeAngelis. Dr. DeAngelis is an incredible author, very prolific. New book. We'll talk about her book, Soul Shifts, here in just a bit. But first, let's welcome Dr. DeAngelis to El Paso Primetime. How are you doing?
I'm very happy to be here. Such a fantastic station and such a wonderful host.
This has been one of those days where, quite frankly, yeah, I think it actually leads into what you do. You're a motivational speaker. And motivation is not what I need at this point, actually. I need to kind of chill a little bit. There's so much going on behind the scenes. But, you know, I'm so thrilled that you're here because you are quite the motivational person in everybody's lives. You've been on CNN. You've done stuff for CBS, things for NPR. I mean, you're all over the place.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time. I have written 15 books and had a lot of number one New York Times bestsellers and, teaching, TV, radio, et cetera. But really, I like to think of myself as a guide and kind of a midwife to help people make shifts in their life and really connect back to the fullness of who they are. And I've been doing this throughout my career over and over again. And I think that this latest book, Soul Shifts, that just came out, and thank you so much for having me on the program, is really the most important thing I've done. And you were talking about the day you've had, and this is exactly an example of why I wrote Soul Shifts, because, you know, we all start out every day waking up, and we have our to-do list, and we have our intentions, and, you know, it's going to be fine, and no matter what happens, we're going to be in control. And then life happens, and stuff happens, and we find ourselves drifting, what I want to call drifting from our center or drifting from our well-being. And I think in the last 5-10 years, with the events of the world, the craziness, the intensity, the pressure, and the constant, as you know, input of information from all sources, especially now with the Internet, people don't really have a refuge from that barrage, and it has a lot of different effects on our body and our mind and our well-being. And so I wanted to teach people how to really be able to shift themselves back moment by moment and even over moments at a time in their life when I think a lot of people are wanting to feel better, integrate more, be more grounded, and yet often feel that they're being pulled away from their highest. How do we get back to our highest, even when perhaps the lowest is happening around us?
You know, there's something that I've noted about you over the years. I've seen a lot of the TV pops that you've done. That's what we called it in the business, on CNN. And I was really fascinated by all of the things you talked about. But I remember one episode where you were talking about being a teenager and then being somewhat transformed at the age of 18.
Yes, you know, I just, in fact, this last week turned 64. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm in shock. You know, I just keep going back to when I first heard the Beatles song, you know, "Will You Still Need Me When I'm 64?" And I thought, well, I'm never going to be 64. So it doesn't apply to me. But like many baby boomers, you know, I, in 1969, was really searching, you know, what are we doing? Why are we here? I call it the divine discomfort. I bet a lot of your listeners have had this. When you have a lot of the things in your life that you planned to achieve, you have done the things, perhaps many of them you wanted to do, and yet there's this discomfort, this unease. You know, what am I doing here? Is this all there is? And I actually had that when I was very young, and I was what I knew later was called a seeker. A seeker of wisdom, a seeker of truth. You have many seekers who listen to this program. They're wanting more. They're not just living life, getting up, going to sleep, going bowling. They're learning. You know, that's what, of course, you know, the whole non-commercial network is about. People who want to learn, grow, and expand. And so for me, I, in a sense, had what I call an appointment with something that sparked me to begin my own research and say, you know, what am I doing here? What am I supposed to be doing in life? And why is it that I don't feel my fullest all the time? How did I disconnect from my highest, that place of total power and aliveness and wisdom that we all, at least intellectually, believe we're capable of? And that's when I began my journey. And since then, I've worked with millions of people helping them. And what Soul Shifts really is, I wanted to create a manual, something practical in a sense, a handbook to help us with what I call practical spirituality. Because as you know and your listeners know, we can have all the good intentions in the world. I'm going to be loving and I believe that everything is one and we're all matter, the shows talk about we're star people, et cetera, et cetera. But then what do you do when someone's driving you crazy? What do you do when a lot of things happen that were unexpected and throw you into, you know, a real spiritual crisis? What do you do when you have your highest vision of how you should be living and it's harder to put into practice? What are some practical things to do? And that's why I wrote Soul Shifts. And I have to say, I've been so thrilled. It kind of came out of the box with all of the books that get published every week, which, as you know, is enormous amount. And it's been the number one new spiritual release on Amazon. And when I say spiritual, I mean extremely non-denominational, because it's about our most important relationship, which is with ourself and with life and how we navigate through on a daily basis. And it's a map so that we can not take as many wrong turns as many of us, unfortunately.
My grandmother used to teach to take every day as if I were a hibiscus flower. You know, the whole concept of when you get up in the morning, it's when the flower blooms, and then at the end of the evening, the petals from that flower go away, and you're no longer a hibiscus flower, but you're now back into that zone of sleep. So you wake up every day, and you're a hibiscus flower.
Well, you know, it's funny that your grandmother sounds very wise, and one of the things I talk about in the book, and one of the big mistakes that all of us make is trying to manage our lives and manage every moment and be in control all the time and think that that's real success. You know, I'm going to just, you know, handle this and handle that, handle this. And the problem is that that's management, not mastery. I call it playing emotional whack-a-mole. You know, you whack down this problem and you whack down this feeling, and it takes a lot of energy and it exhausts us. Your grandmother was talking about fullness, and I talk a lot about shifting from the idea of leaving a legacy, which of course we all contemplate as we get older. Mm-hmm. What do I want to leave at the end of my life? To actually realizing every single day we're leaving a legacy. We're actually leaving what I call a vibrational legacy. Everyone listening has affected people today. And I don't mean by what you've said or even done, by just how you're vibrating, by your energy, how you're walking around the world. And when people say to me, I want to make a difference, you know, I say, we are always all making a difference. The question is, what difference are you making? So everything I teach in Soul Shifts about, you know, vibrational credibility, how not just what you're saying, but what you're vibrating. When people meet you, what are they actually feeling? Not how are they impressed by you? And are you matching on the inside and the outside so that what you're putting off is actually how you're vibrating? And how can we get totally in alignment so that you can have more success, more peace in relationships, more of an impact on the world, so that when people see you, they feel you and they actually can feel uplifted, lifted up, their own vibration in a sense in your presence. And physics tells us that we're all just vibrating matter. And so each of us is kind of a big vibrational machine moving through the world, but we're affecting everything all the time. I mean, you know this because that's what radio is, isn't it? They're, you know, how are people hearing this? It's waves, right? Mm-hmm. Waves of vibration that are going out through space and are somehow going then into a device and being picked up. So people right now are experiencing the power of vibration. And I talk a lot about how we are all, you know, a vibrational creation, and you can shift from the inside out by shifting your vibration, doing just really simple things, having a different way of approaching things, understanding what expands you, what contracts you, how things are affecting you, and have such a radical difference in how you're showing up in the world. And I've been teaching this for decades, and I'm really excited to be able to give it to people. And I'm getting unbelievable responses from people. That my reviews on Amazon are just astounding to me, and people are saying, you know, I shifted in 2 days doing this. This is blowing my mind, and I don't know these people, but the book worked.
Yeah.
And we're all looking for ways to be able to, in a sense, avoid the things that are going to throw us off and intensify and expand the things that are going to really contribute to our lives.
Well, yeah, you know, I have a friend of mine who has your book, Soul Shifts, and we were, 3 o'clock in the morning, we're talking about stuff. And we were talking, she was telling me about the vibrational transformation chapter and shifting my vibration because she could kind of feel that I was a little off. And I still, until now, I didn't get it. Now I understand what it's all about. And it's multidimensional, isn't it?
It is, because the truth is that everything, every thought is really a vibration, every motion. We know this, for instance, if somebody gives you a polygraph test and, you know, says, did you know the victim, and you say no. That no, if it's not aligning with truth, they see a little squiggle, like on CSI or something, and they say, you're lying, So the truth is, every thought we have about ourselves, about the world, is broadcasting. We're all broadcasting. We're all radio stations, in a sense. The question is, what are you broadcasting? So I have clients who have come to me because they, for instance, have great credentials, great CV, they're going to get jobs, and they're not quite getting hired the way they want, or sales or clients, and they look good on paper. They sound good in terms of what they're saying, but it would be as if you were sitting in a meeting, Dennis, and talking about yourself and the thing, and imagine you had a twin brother behind you who was there going, I don't trust myself. I'm going to let you down. And you're there trying to impress somebody, and there's another part of you vibrating fear or vibrating resentment or vibrating anger. That vibration is picked up by people, not consciously, but it might as well be as if they're listening to you and your twin brother at the same time. So I help people look at what parts of us have, in a sense, been giving off the wrong messages, and it explains so much. It explains what happens in relationships, why we attract the wrong people, why we're not getting as much business as we want. It's really phenomenal when you understand that all real transformation has to be vibrational. And
now,
again, physics tells us this, and this is, but I don't write about physics. I write the way that people can really understand. I talk a lot in Soul Shifts about understanding, what you're broadcasting, what people feel when they come into your energy field. You know, all of us have met somebody, and within 1 minute, we can't stand them. They haven't said a thing. Or we feel anxious around someone, and the opposite. We meet someone, we instantly trust them. What is that? You can imagine each of us, as I talk about in Soul Shifts, is like a planet, and we have an atmosphere. Just like every planet has an atmosphere. You know, if you used to watch Star Trek or anything like that, when you enter a planet's atmosphere, it's either toxic or not. It's friendly. It has meteorites, flying around. We're all a planet. We all have a vibrational field. And it's real. This isn't metaphysics. It's physics. And when people come into your field, they feel you. The question is, what's in there? What kind of vibrational debris? What issues? What baggage are we carrying? What energy are we putting out? And it's amazing to see that understanding this and making some simple shifts can radically change how people feel around you, what you attract in. You know, we hear a lot about positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about positive vibrating, because your thoughts are just going to come from your consciousness. So by the time you have the thought, it's too late. It's already coming from wherever it comes from inside of you, negative or angry or whatever it is. And the thing about really understanding how to shift from the inside is updating our software, in a sense. You know, most of us were programmed by the time we're 5 years old. Our psychological programming is there. Do we trust the world? Do we not? Do we feel we have to please everybody to get them to love us? Do we not? This is, in a sense, our original default programming. And now it's 20 years later, 30 years later, 40 years later. How many people listening have not updated their software on their computer in the last 20 years? No one. The minute you get a pop-up, you go, oh, yeah, do I want the next version? Definitely. And yet most of us haven't updated our psychological software, our inner vibrational software. We're still, in a sense, operating on very old systems. And when, you know, we have what I call vibrational flashbacks all the time. And when you read about this, it's so practical. It makes so much sense. And you say, oh, my gosh, no wonder that relationship didn't work. No wonder people keep saying they think I'm angry. And I say, what are you talking about? What do you mean I'm angry? What's wrong with you? It's so fantastic. And the techniques, I teach a lot of techniques, how to take, you know, the elevator up to your highest, you know, consciousness as opposed to down to those places where you just get frustrated all the time. How to expand how you feel, your energy, your vibration, your charisma in just 2 minutes. Shifting out of places where we feel not great about ourselves to great. And I think one of the most important things in soul shifts, learning about soul accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us judge ourselves based on how much money we made each day, how many clients, how many things we got off our to-do list. The end of a year, we think, how was my year? You know, am I better off? Do I have more money in the bank, et cetera? And we can't always control those things. Soul accomplishments are those things that no one and nothing can take away from you. We each make them every day. Every time you reach out and offer love, for instance, you know, I know you went through something recently with to somebody who's hurting. That's a soul accomplishment. Every time you catch yourself about to do something and you think, not going to eat that, not going to do that, that's a soul accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, instead of judging yourself for making a mistake, you have compassion. And you say, it's okay. And you don't go for a week, then in a downward spiral. It's a soul accomplishment. And you can imagine if we're here for growing and learning and becoming a better human being or a better spirit, whatever you believe in, then the accomplishments that matter are soul accomplishments. Just this whole part of the book has changed so many people already in the last few weeks. It reframes how people are even looking at their life, or maybe they've had a very difficult few years with illness or with loss or with divorce or with their kids driving them crazy, and it's painful, and they think it's been a bad few years. Perhaps it's been a challenging few years, but I bet they've had enormous soul accomplishments in that time. So that's what soul shifts are, shifting and looking at things from a much higher point of view. And it shifts how you are functioning in life, and then you do start having tremendous differences happen on the outside of your life. And it's very practical and very inspirational, and it's what works for me, and it's worked for so many people that I've used all of this with, and I wanted to put it in my next book.
Dr. DeAngelis, how many people over the years have you run into who say, how can I be happy? And haven't recognized that they've had daily soul accomplishments?
Almost everybody, and including, you know, I've worked with and counseled a lot of very, very famous people, celebrities, et cetera. I've counseled people who have billions of dollars and are miserable. They're comfortable while they're miserable. They're in a much better house. They're in a much better house while they're miserable. And they don't have to wait in line at the airport, and they can take a nicer vacation while they're miserable. But they're miserable because happiness is not an acquisition. It's a skill. It's not, I got a house, I got a wife. Happiness is a skill. It's the way you interact with what's happening to you in each moment. And this is where people really start to grow when they work with me or read about things or go to my website, because they start to say, wait a minute, you know, I'm trying to get things fixed. Like, first I have to get a great relationship, and then I have to get this, and then my kids have to be this way. Well, you can see this is a recipe for disaster, isn't it? Because we can't control what's happening. We're living in a very arbitrary world. very arbitrary. And the one thing we can do is find an inner sanctuary that nothing and no one can impact. That's what real stability and safety is going to be. And that is something that we can do within a few minutes. You know, there's things we can do that take such a short period of time. Even as you just said, to be able to, when you're having a difficult day, to be able to say, you know, what are my full accomplishments right now? To be able to look at things and ask the correct questions instead of the wrong questions. You know, instead of saying, why is this happening to me, which is really a complaint, say, why is this happening to me? You know, is there something I'm learning? Has there been some way I need to grow? So we can shift so much that can change us on the inside, even if nothing on the outside changes. I'll just give you a quick thing everybody can take with them. It's very simple. And that is, no matter what's happening, no matter what you're doing, to, you know, something difficult is happening to you, et cetera, you can ask yourself, this is a soul shift practice, it's a very simple thing. What is the highest thought about this situation? What's my highest thought about it? You know? So, for instance, somebody's driving you crazy. You know what your lowest thoughts are. They're a jerk, they're horrible, I hate them, you know, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
What's your highest thought? I heard the guy's wife left him last week. Maybe, you know, he's in pain. The highest thought is, even if I don't like that person, I'm not going to let myself go to that level and start vibrating back that same energy. When you even say highest thought, the vibration of that thought pulls you up to your own highest, because we all have our highest and we all have our lowest. We have everything in between. So there's so many practices in here that can shift you and shift a situation in a few moments. And the inspiration of the journey that I take people on is very, very powerful. And I'm just so grateful to you for being such a conscious person that you invited me to be on your program.
You know, I have to tell you, every week I wind up doing what you just spoke about, this two-minute pilgrimage. Mine's an hour and a half. It's the amount of time I spend taking my dog to the park on a Sunday afternoon, and we sit under this specific tree that Zena has decided that it's our tree. And for X amount of time, it can be 2 minutes, it can be a half hour, it can be an hour, we're just there at the tree. I take no phone, no iPod. It's just me and Zena and listening to nature. And I'll tell you, it works every day.
Of course,
I feel it's wonderful.
Because you're not looking for external results. You know, you're not trying to get something or do something. You're being. And in that beingness, what happens is we do reconnect with our highest. We're all made of the same thing. You know, either we're all divine and, you know, cosmic, or we're nothing means anything. So obviously the universe is incredibly intelligent. Therefore, we are another creation of that. To have those peak experiences, though, and this is what I'm talking about, everyone's had a peak experience. But what can you do to make them happen? What can you do to actually foster them moment by moment? And especially when you find yourself really drifting from your highest, how do you get back? Very quickly. This is so practical. I can't think of anything more practical than this information, to be honest, because if you can do this, no matter what's happening, you're going to be okay.
I'm sorry?
No, that's the whole point. And, you know, a lot of people have gotten very complacent and lowered their standards of how they should be feeling every day. And they just say, you know, what do you expect? This is the way life is. You have your clearest, highest, wisest part. Just a lot of our circuits are disconnected, you know, from those places. And so we're not operating at full force, full throttle power. There's ways to reconnect your circuits back up to your own wisdom that can make an enormous difference in your life. I've had businessmen I've worked with, famous worldwide leaders I've worked with, who have been astonished to see how much they've shifted in a very short period of time. And then their business tremendously improves, not because they've done anything. Their being different. People feel it, and they're making decisions from a much more conscious place. And this is the power of anybody's soul shifts, and this is why I feel very privileged to do this work and very privileged to have had this book come through me.
And from the bottom of my heart, I'm very privileged to be able to speak to you this afternoon about the very things that shakes each and every one of us in the listening audience, including myself. This the notion of vibrational credibility has now just uplifted me like you have no idea.
Well, you are so sweet to say that, and it makes sense. And this is such a great part of the book. If you got it just for that, people should read it because it will explain so much to you about yourself, about other people, and also why we see people who are perhaps very famous, very successful, fall from grace. Why do they do that? What is that? I call that vibrationally wobbly, that parts of them were very in alignment and parts weren't, and eventually you tip over. And I'm so happy that you're resonating with that because it is one of my favorite teachings in Soul Shift, and it makes a big difference in how you understand yourself, how you evaluate people. It'll also help people be much more compassionate to themselves and others.
Doctors, thank you so much. I can't believe that an entire half hour has gone by this quickly. I'm just enthralled with everything you've said.
And you are an angel. I'm enthralled talking to you, and I honor you for the consciousness that you've brought to your program, to your listeners. And I have lots of free meditations, audios, workshops, all on my website at BarbaraDeAngelis.com for anyone who's listening. Then they kind of have an end that they'll see where they can get all those things. And I really am so grateful to you for really receiving what I've offered and for vibrationally feeling the book and not just listening to it, and we've made beautiful vibrational music together, haven't we?
And you know that in my heart, I'm just singing volumes right now. This is incredible.
And I tell everybody that everyone knows somebody who needs this. They can go on my website and read free excerpts. They can get free excerpts of it, so they're sure that they want it. They can go read through half the book on Amazon practically. Amazon.com, but it is a handbook and a guide for a lot of emotional freedom and really practically grounding your own consciousness and spirituality in an everyday living way. And it's been such an honor to share it with your listeners.
Oh, bless your heart. Mikasa Sukasa, Dr. Angelis, DeAngelis, whenever you... whenever you'd like, I'd love to have you come back to the show and talk.
I will be thrilled. You just get my contact information from the person that booked this, and okay. I'll give you my cell phone, and we can do it whenever you want.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. We'll do that. I'll talk to her immediately. We've been talking to Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, and very honored to have you on El Paso Primetime talking about her brand-new book called Soul Shifts, Transformative Wisdom for Creating a Life of Authentic Awakening, Emotional Freedom, and Practical Spirituality. It's available on her website, on Amazon.com. And I'm telling you, it changes a life. You've changed mine. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Many blessings to you. And thank you for giving me a great soul accomplishment today.
Yay. Thank you.
And we thank you for listening to El Paso Primetime.